Well, Ricky, how on earth did we manage to lose that game? It was a game we should surely have had sewn up long before we gave one away.
Yeah, look, I'll keep it short, Nige, because I'm very angry and very frustrated and slightly disappointed for the majority of the squad, because I thought our performance was very good, especially second half. When I say very good, the first half I thought we competed and matched them. I thought for the first 25 minutes, half an hour, the second half we were very good, and we should have been out of sight in my opinion, and then we've somehow managed to lose it from a winning position, and it's not good enough, mate, and I've let the players know that.
Yeah, I mean, we got in front, should have killed it, didn't, then seemed to sit back a little bit and invite them on, which...
Yeah, it's not intentional. I think they changed their formation at 2-1 and the last 15 minutes and changed to a 4-4-2, so they had four men up rather than just a three. So it looks like you're sitting back, but we weren't. They just had more men in forward areas. But look, it's simple. You don't take your chances. And when presented with them at this level of football, you run the risk of getting punished. And then we didn't defend our box well enough. And, you know, I've had a word with Charlie, and what he'd done in that 9 minutes was not acceptable. So
not good. Not good.
We'll move on, mate.
We've got to move on. Onwards and upwards.
Yeah, absolutely.
Next Saturday, mate.
Cheers, Nigel.
Thank you very much.